That was Graveyard, the current single from Lizzie, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line right now by Lizzie herself. Hello.
Hello.
Great to talk to you. Now, we're going to find out a little bit more about you. So why don't we go back to the beginning and talk about how your musical career started? When did you first develop an interest in music?
Yeah, so music has been like a part of my life pretty much always. I used to be a competitive gymnast, so that took up a lot of my time. But then I ended up having a really bad accident where I, to say the least, broke my neck.
Oh my God.
So that completely like took me out of gymnastics. So I had to kind of find something else that, you know, inspired me. And music was a really great way for me to deal with things and just cope with not being able to do gymnastics, because that was my entire life. But I didn't really take it seriously. And then now within the last year, I've just been like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it and do it. This is what I've always wanted to do. This is what I've always dreamed of. And yeah, here I am. I have first single out. I have another one coming in August. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. I mean, that's an incredible story in itself, what you've already said. I mean, do you feel that it might not have happened that way if you'd carried on and you hadn't had the accident?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I had a scholarship to, a college in the States for gymnastics, actually. So that probably would have been my route if I still did gymnastics. So it's silver lining. I'm really glad that I guess everything kind of happened the way it did. Maybe the broken neck would have been good to not have. But I'm so happy doing music. And this is, I think, what I was born to do. So the outcome is great.
People say everything happens for a reason, but that is quite drastic. Nobody ever wants to break their neck. Yeah, that's incredible. Now, so musically, who did you listen to growing up? What kind of music do you remember listening to?
Yeah, so my sister kind of had a big influence on that, actually. Like, she would listen to, like, Eminem and, like, Furtado and Britney Spears and everything like that. So that was kind of, like, growing up who I listened to. But then as soon as Adele became like in mainstream media, that was like favorite artist. I knew every single song by her. That was like my go-to singing songs. And then my interests have kind of developed into more of like the alternative scene, like Nirvana, Foo Fighters, things like that. My favorite band now is Sir Sly. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're an LA based band, but they're really cool. They're super alternative. So yeah.
So that, I mean, that's quite a diverse list of artists there, isn't it? Do you feel that they're all represented somehow in your music?
I think, yeah, little bits. I think I generally like to, I'm one to listen to a lot of like the lyrics, I guess. That's kind of my like forte, is I really like the writing aspect of things. So I kind of just like music in general. And I just listen to everything, I guess, to see, yeah, whatever genre has to offer, kind of thing. And I think it's kind of cool because with the music that I'm doing now, it is pop, but it's like alternative pop, I would say. And like, there's a few elements of everything kind of mixed into the scene, which is really cool. Cause then it's like, I don't have one specific genre and category. I like just kind of doing my own thing, I guess you could say.
Yeah. You're a songwriter and a singer, obviously. And are you, you know, how much of a musician are you as well? Do you play any instruments?
I'm actually learning how to play piano right now. I think that would be a great tool for me. So hopefully that'll come into the forefront of me like playing my own songs as well. But when I was a kid, because gymnastics was my whole entire life, I literally was training in the gym 40 hours a week kind of thing. So I never got to learn an instrument or anything like that. So now I'm kind of taking things into my own hands and doing that, because then I can, yeah, create my own chords to things, and that'd be so freaking cool.
I mean, you're obviously making up for lost time now, but learning, but not every songwriter is musical and writes on an instrument, you know. So when you're actually sitting down writing a song, how you know, what is your process really? How does it all work for you?
Yeah, so I just kind of like, first I'll start with, I guess, my inspiration, like what I'm actually trying to say, what I'm trying to write about. I'm also, I think, really good with melodies as well. Like, melodies and lyrics are kind of my thing. So whenever I'm writing songs by myself, it'll just be to like a random melody that I think of in my head. And then just kind of putting words to it, or vice versa. I'll have a set of, say, like sentences, you could say. And then I'll kind of put a melody to it. So it's kind of like back and forth between the two. But yeah, mostly just melodies and lyrics is how I start.
Sure. Now, tell us about Graveyard. What is the message behind that song?
Yeah, so Graveyard is about, like, when you have so much going on in your life, and I'm one that doesn't really like to open up to people, so I'll just kind of like keep everything buried in. I'm kind of like, I want to help everyone else except for myself. So it's kind of about just like reaching that breaking point, but then still not saying anything, like just being like, no, it's fine, everything is okay, but like you're really breaking inside. So it's kind of, I guess, the metaphor of like the lyrics is like, off to the graveyard to bury the shame. So just kind of, yeah, a little bit darker of a metaphor, but just, yeah, not being okay to say things, but really wanting to, I guess.
Is it completely, I mean, it sounds like it may be autobiographical. So is it about yourself, or is there a little bit of artistic license in there as well?
No, it's about myself. A lot of the things I write about is all based off of personal experiences. That's kind of how I like deal with any kind of trauma or any incidences that happen, is with writing. So all of my songs, for right now at least, are about me.
Well, it's a good subject to write about. At least you know what you're, yeah, you know what you're talking about. Now, you mentioned you've got a second song coming out as well in August, which isn't long now. It's end of July.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new single.
Yeah, so it's called Perfect Lies. It's about being in a very controlling relationship that's filled with toxicity and just lies, and just kind of like feeling like you're trapped, I guess. So, bad relationships, I guess you could say.
with some good news at the end, hopefully, that, you know, it's about getting out of bad relationships and not getting back into them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which I've fallen into a pattern of that, but now I think I'm out of that pattern, so it's good.
Now, the last couple of years for performance has obviously been very difficult because people haven't had a chance to go out and perform live. Have you been performing live? Have you had an opportunity to do that yet?
Here and there. So my uncle actually has a band, and I just kind of sometimes will do little gigs with them. So I've been fortunate enough to be able to do like a few of those throughout the past couple of years. But other than that, yeah, I haven't been able to. But I am so freaking excited for the day that I can be on stage singing my own things, because I think that's just going to really, I just feel like it'll break me out of my shell and it'll just be exactly what I want.
So you've got a plan lined up for, you're hoping to do a lot more sort of live in the next 12 months or so, hopefully.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I want to be performing like all the time.
So what do you think the future holds in store for you apart from the live performances? Do you think you'll be, you know, knuckling down and doing a lot more writing and recording?
Yeah, we're actually planning. So we did a 4-song EP that's been recorded, and those are the ones that are kind of being released right now. But we are already in the works of doing another EP. So I'm writing all the songs right now. And then in the fall, we're going to kind of refine them and then obviously put music to them and stuff like that. So yeah, starting the whole process over again, which I'm really excited for.
That's great. Now, if people like what they hear, where can they find out more about you?
Yeah, so you can check me out on Instagram or TikTok. It's just Lizzie's World, so Lyzzie, and then World, WORLD. And then, of course, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, any streaming platform, I'm on it. Oh, and YouTube. We have a Vevo channel. That's so cool.
Oh.
Sorry.
Excellent. We'll get the links up on the Phoenix FM website as well.
Yeah.
So that's great. Well, Lizzie, thank you very much. It was great to chat on the phone today. Keep in touch with us about your future projects, and good luck with the music. Hope it's going really well.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.